time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is joining me here in the studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. David Pratt is joining us from Columbiana, Ohio, just outside of Youngstown. David, welcome.
Thank you.
What do you do with your time in Columbiana?
I am currently a substitute teacher teaching 7th grade computer technology.
And do you have a musical background?
I do. I'm a graduate of the Dana School of Music at Youngstown State University, a singer.
Maybe that recognition of tunes and everything else you learned at the Youngstown State will come in handy in recognizing what Bruce is doing here.
I hope so.
Now, I don't know what's coming either, so you can call on me for help and I can help, or I can throw you off in the wrong direction, or who knows what I'll contribute if you ask me to help.
Great.
In any case, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. So, David, what do you think?
I think it sounds a lot like Chopin.
Well, I can understand that. It isn't actually supposed to be Chopin, but you're in the right century.
You know, the name Chopin occurred to me in parts here and there, too.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I could see that.
Sure. This composer is so pure that sometimes it almost doesn't seem like it's a style, because the composer's world is so pure. But one of the clues would be the mood changes are typical of the composer to do something like this. And also this configuration, this little, that particular piano riff is associated with this composer.
Would it be more in the realm of a Brahms or Schubert? I'm thinking
it is one of those two is correct.
Aha!
Which one do you think it is?
Perhaps Schubert.
Yes, Schubert. Yeah, yeah. Now, this is a difficult one because, as I say, it's so pure.
But there was that one little piano riff that you played that's... Yeah. Is that from a Schubert impromptu?
It is from a Schubert impromptu, Fred. And you hear it. In fact, there's other aspects of another Schubert impromptu, which is these big octaves, which start and also interrupt the music. That's another Schubert horn call kind of thing.
Hmm. Right. We got the composer. We know it's
Schubert.
In the style of Franz Schubert. Now, what about that tune that's still buried in there?
It may not be the most familiar tune, but it is a well-known tune. Maybe I'll start it again. Thank you. Sorry?
Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie.
I wonder if those words are ever used for that. It certainly fits. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. But that's not...
That's the tune I know. Those are the words I know that tune to.
Well, that could be correct. Did you ever hear other words to it? Fred, do you have other words in mind?
You know, that the opening four notes made me think of how dry I am.
Right.
Well, my thought was Home on the Range, but it wasn't quite that.
The words that I know it's starting with is the water is wide.
Oh, yeah.
And the tune is sometimes known as Whaley Whaley. Have you heard that expression?
Not till now.
Yeah, the water is wide, but I don't know the rest of the words.
We should... I shall not get o'er.
That's right. Oh, you do know it.
Not since high school, but now that you've sung it, yes, those do ring a bell.
Oh, there you go. Well, he must get some kind of extra prize, even though we have no prizes for saying saying or. Now, it's not O-A-R, it's O-apostrophe-E-R.
Right, right. David, you got the composer, which is really at the heart of the Piano Puzzler, so well done.
Thank you.
David Pratt from Columbiana, Ohio. What's your public radio station?
WYSU.
WYSU, right at Youngstown State University in Youngstown, Ohio. David Pratt, thank you very much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.